All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. This is a review for American Made. It's directed by Doug Liman. He's known for The Bourne Identity, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Edge of Tomorrow, which also had Tom Cruise in it, and most recently, The Wall. The writer is Gary Spinelli. It stars Tom Cruise as Barry Seal, Domhnall Gleeson, and Sarah Wright. And the synopsis is, a pilot lands work for the CIA as a drug runner in the South during the 1980s. So just to give a brief overview, it starts off with some clips of President Jimmy Carter. Then it shows Tom Cruise's character, Barry Seal, working for an airline. He's just kind of done with the airline life. Eventually, he's approached by a random person, which is played by Domhnall Gleeson, that suggests that he's smuggling illegal Cuban cigars. They try to recruit him to do work for the government. This is set during the Cold War in South America during the 1980s. Barry Seal, Tom Cruise's character, starts out doing air reconnaissance missions for the CIA. Then he steps up to doing deliveries, and then he gets to Colombia. He's approached by the Ochoa brothers from Escobar's Medellin gang to smuggle drugs, so he's playing both sides at that point, and that's what will stop. This movie is actually okay. I do like Doug Liman as a director, and he has done a lot of movies that I like, particularly The Bourne Identity and Edge of Tomorrow. Tom Cruise delivers a solid performance, though some of the side characters are forgettable. Tom Cruise's delivery and with his accent, because he's playing someone from Louisiana and he also lives in Arkansas, he does kind of embrace the character, and it's not just Tom Cruise doing a caricature of another character or a real person. I did have a few problems with it. The editing is a little spastic. Also, the screenplay probably could have gotten another pass to write certain characters better. The dialogue tries to be snappy, but not as good as movies in the same vein. I also had some issues with the way that Barry Seal's wife was written. As far as the movie's concerned, she's not given much to do. This movie does cover some political issues during the 1980s. It's Reagan, it's the war on drugs, it's also the Iran-Contra affair. The Iran-Contra affair, it started out as trying to fund a resistance movement in Nicaragua. Contra stands for counter-revolution. The US government got involved trying to fund that counter-resistance movement with Colombian cocaine. And Barry Seal was one of the people trafficking the cocaine from different places and also helping to move guns to the Contras. A lot of this just plays straightforward. What I started feeling is that it needed to have a better writer. So it tries to be a little Scorsese-esque. So I'm talking about Goodfellas and Wolf of Wall Street, where you have a character explaining things happening during the course of the movie. This movie is not on par with those, and it reminded me of War Dogs, which I did like, was a positive movie, and I will likely give this movie the same score. And a lot of these movies all work the same way, where you're looking at the rise and fall, so you're just waiting for the fall and then the eventual outcome. Since this is loosely based on real history, real people, it does take some liberties, but it doesn't detract from the overall movie. To wrap this up, I'm going to give this movie a 6.5. At times, it's a little too playful, but Tom Cruise's acting does help elevate the movie a lot. It does turn it into a watchable, competent movie. And that's the Beast Game Podcast. You can find more of our podcasts at beastgame.com, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. And if you'd like to submit a reader comment or question, you can do so at submissions@beastgame.email.